Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The final edition.
Down the hill I went one morning, a lovely maid I spied.
This week, a little more science, a little more heartache, a possible cure for HIV, one of those old medieval mob scenes where someone is always holding a rolling pin for some reason, and an attempt at a good old-fashioned political sketch that isn't somehow apocalyptic. Wish us luck. Then, in the second half of the show, we're coming up on St. Patrick's Day, so we threw in all our sketches that deal directly or tangentially with Ireland, or at least have the same Irish music in the background. Seriously, sketches produced months apart from each other, I use the same goddamn music over and over. There's nothing I can do about it now. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the street!
Two HIV-positive people have been cleared of the virus after bone marrow transplants from an HIV-resistant donor. The Final Edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Is it pronounced HIV? I've been pronouncing it H4 the whole time ever since I got it.
Who would have thought the cure would be putting more bones in you?
That's what happens when you're just positive.
I think we should save Freddie Mercury next.
Now what excuse am I going to use when I want to skip school?
Nobody's talking about the downside of this, which are bone hauntings.
I think the monkeys came up with the cure.
Yeah, but her emails.
They're going to do a re-edit of the movie Philadelphia with a happy ending,
where Tom Hanks just awkwardly goes back to work.
I just think it was really nice that the donor with all of that great DNA was the queen.
Oh, good. Hey, everybody, you can fuck me in the ass again.
You mean I have to find another fake charity to say I work for now?
Now I feel like an asshole for throwing out all my old bone marrow.
Shit. Then how do I end my play?
I just wish they'd found this cure before Fonzie died of AIDS.
Fat Albert was cured of AIDS.
I want to get a bone marrow transplant, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. We'll sign you up.
Do you have HIV?
Do you have leukemia? I'm not aware of what your problems might be.
Leukemia could
I want you to put some bone marrow inside me.
Okay, well, we'll schedule you for a pre-op.
And what's your insurance?
You
might have to get...
This is the least sexy room of doctors I've ever been in.
All right, well.
Well, it's almost
cut,
5 o'clock.
Cut. I don't think this porn's working. Let's just go our separate ways.
Science Friday.
The most distant point in the universe is where you had to park at Coachella. Nothing can move faster than the speed of light. Also, nothing can move slower. Everything moves at the speed of light. Except this bus.
Science Friday is a production of Ruby Tuesdays.
Where have you been?
Oh, hey, babe. Me and the guys just stopped at a hookah bar after work.
A hookah bar? And you're just gonna waltz in here and tell me that like it's no big deal?
What? It's no big deal.
Do you really think that little of me? That you wouldn't even try to hide it? That you're rolling around with some skanky hookah, then you come home to me?
What?
Don't I try? I go to Pilates. I keep myself tight, but I guess that's not good enough for you.
Wait, did you think I said hooker? A hooker bar?
I know what you said, Gary. Don't try to backpedal.
No, it's hookah. Hookah. Hookah bar. The Middle Eastern pipe thing with the water. Not a hooker. How did you get hooker?
Luke, don't try to play me. I work my ass off. Then I come home and clean and cook. And if you don't appreciate that one, then you could just leave.
Why are you saying the words that way?
Quit criticizing the way that I took.
I'm not criticizing. I just think this might be part of the problem.
The problem, Gary, is that it took me this long to realize you're an asshole.
Okay, you know what? I don't need this. I'm not going to sit here and be called names because you can't hear the difference between hook and hook. I'm out of here.
Well, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Oh, Sherry, what have you done? Whatever. I don't need him. All I need is a bottle of wine, Ariana Grande, and a good book.
Kill the beast!
All right, people, we know where the beast is hiding. Now we're going to go up there and get rid of him once and for all.
To the castle!
Wait a second, Rufus. Why are you holding a rolling pin?
To kill the beast!
Yes, but we all have things that make better weapons to kill the beast than a rolling pin.
I have a pitchfork!
And me a torch.
Why on earth would you grab a rolling pin? It seems a little ill-prepared, wouldn't you say?
Well, I was in me kitchen making biscuits when the angry mob came by. It was the first thing me grabbed.
But why not, like, a knife? Those are in the kitchen too.
My kitchen's full.
Are you guys really giving me shite about me rolling pin? Let's go kill the beast!
No. I'm sorry. I can't let go of this rolling pin thing. Walk me through your logic here.
You say you were making biscuits, but you're not covered in flour. You clearly had time to change your clothes.
Well, I wasn't going to go out in a dirty apron, now was I?
I can literally think of a billion other things in the kitchen to kill a beast with. A corkscrew, a cheese grater, even a bottle opener.
All right, well, I bet if I hit you with this rolling pin right now, it'd hurt pretty bad, now wouldn't it?
No one is saying they want to be hit by anything. We're just saying there are much better options.
And I think you'd do well to accept some constructive criticism.
This is a good weapon. Look, it has a handle, and if you just turn it around like this, it has another one on the other side too.
You know what, Rufus? It just seems like you don't really even want to be here helping us kill the beast.
No, I do, all right? I was just a little flustered. Everyone was running down the street and yelling, and I didn't want you guys to leave without me.
So you do want to help us kill the beast?
Yes, of course! That's why I ran out so fast. My bloody biscuits are probably ruined by now, but if the beast gets killed, it will all be worth it.
All right, then. Well, let's go!
The beast is coming! The Pillsbury Doughboy!
I'm the beast!
Now who's the idiot with the rolling pin?
Roll the beast! Roll the beast! Roll the beast!
Science Friday.
When you think about it, one cause of global warming really is that people are setting their thermostats too high. Sometimes people just die. For no reason.
Science Friday is a production of the Edison Paperclip Company of West Orange, New Jersey.
Don't you just love being a new parent?
It's the most amazing experience ever.
Don't you love how you get to complain all day?
In real life, and social media.
I actually get way more sleep now than when I had my demanding job, but shh.
I've been catching up on years of Grey's Anatomy, but I blame looking like shit on Parker.
I can probably fly across country soon with my sympathy points.
Oh, did you hear Jane is vaccinating?
Oh, really? No, didn't know that.
Yeah, she's been trying to keep it a secret, but Megan saw her heading into the pediatrician recently, and she asked her nanny to ask her nanny if Dylan was sick, and the nanny let it slip.
Oh, I mean, but that's her choice, right?
Sure. I guess if she wants to do that to her child.
Or maybe she just doesn't want to hurt other people's children or other immunocompromised people.
You sound like... Are you vaccinating?
Yes,
Emma! Get over here!
What? I mean, you can't catch being vaccinated.
Who knows what they aren't telling us?
You know that one doctor who said it wasn't safe isn't even a doctor anymore, right? He's a fraud.
But autism!
Okay, I thought you believed in inclusivity, including neurodivergent people.
But autism!
My nephew is autistic. He's pretty fucking great.
But autism!
Okay, so let me get this straight. You'd rather your own child and countless others potentially die from childhood diseases than take a chance on the very improbable, unscientific link to autism, which, if it were true, would leave you with a great, healthy, awesome, and most of all, living child.
But autism!
Did you hear they're working on a vaccine for autism?
Oh. Really?
Good afternoon and welcome to Pennsylvania Plus, the Washington, D.C. bus tour. Now, who's ready to see the District of Columbia?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Certainly ready for that. Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Now, from the looks of this sign-in list, it seems that everyone on the bus are also people who have announced they are running for president in 2020. What a weird coincidence.
Oh, that is interesting. Well, I'm glad to meet all of you
out there in the world.
Fantastic.
It's me, Bernie Sanders. I'm on this tour for the second time.
Great. Anyway, we have a lot of stops along this tour, but are there any sites in particular that you guys are most interested in?
Yes, I want to go to the White House.
Well, this tour is called Pennsylvania Plus, so we definitely will be stopping by Pennsylvania Avenue. Anywhere else?
Yes, I want to go to the White House, too.
Same here.
Me as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good overall.
Okay, like I said, we'll see it, but there's other things in D.C. too.
Hi, it's me, Cory Booker, and I'd like to go to the White House before everyone else. I have over 4 million Twitter followers. So
do I, Elizabeth Warren. But that's not the reason you should get to the White House. I say we need to stop corporate greed and the big banks.
Well, yes, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Stop corporate America. Plus, Medicare for all and marijuana legalization, says I, Kamala Harris.
Hey, I'm John Hickenlooper from Colorado, so obviously I like weed.
We all do.
Look, we're just driving past the White House, so why don't you just decide who is the best among you and have that person go to the White House separately and take pictures for everybody else?
It should be me, Marianne Williamson. I'm Oprah's spiritual advisor, and I want to fix America.
Oh, don't you know, it's me, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, and I want all those things. Plus, I love the snow and cliches.
I think we all kind of like cliches.
Okay, yes. It sounds like each of you want the exact same things. Oh, excuse me, we have to make a quick stop and pick up another guest. Sir, are you getting on the bus?
I'm not sure yet, maybe. Says me, Beto O'Rourke.
Okay, well, how about you let me know when you're ready? And why does everyone on this bus have to use their full name? So, have you guys decided which one of you will go to the White House?
I'm a Democratic candidate running for president in 2020. I think climate change is a real threat to our planet. There's too much corporate greed and not enough focus on education in this country. Guns are bad, the 99% are good, and I want to put a stop to Donald Trump.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter what you're saying and how excited everyone is. There's a huge roadblock up ahead called the Electoral College that will stop any of you from actually getting to the White House today. Same thing happened last tour with Hillary.
Bernie Sanders remembers that.
Blue sky, smiling at me, nothing but little blue sky, do I see, do. Bluebird.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Any plans for this St. Patrick's Day?
I'm going to build a castle out of pillows like my ancestors did.
I'll be chasing after short guys and demanding their gold.
I'm going to go down to Chelsea and just go to any bar with a rainbow.
I'm going to eat a lot of cabbage. You're welcome, co-workers.
I'm going to throw up. Not because I'll be drinking. I'm getting chemo.
We're just going to dye all the food green so no one notices the mold.
I'll probably just go to another Scientology class.
It's going to be just like a drunk Thanksgiving. So just like Thanksgiving.
When you have a green screen, every day is St. Patrick's Day.
I'm going to get into a car accident and paralyze a friend.
That's why I dyed my dog green. That's why.
You're telling me the Pogues are booked?
I'm going to do a comedy show at the Laugh Factory. It'll probably be pretty calm and uneventful.
Well, I have to move all my breakables outside of my house because I'm moving that day.
I got $1,000 and I'm going to get me a whole bunch of scratches.
I'm going to feed beer to the dog.
I'm going to forget about the other half of my heritage and just focus on this one.
What's the other half of your heritage?
Also Irish, but forget those people.
I'm going to take a shot of Jameson's and a shot of Bushmills and just let them fight it out.
I'm going to put all my money into an IRA.
I'm gonna wear my Kiss Me I'm Irish button. Last year they kicked me out of the woman's shelter.
Someone will finally kiss me because I'm Irish.
They have to. It's the law.
And I can finally take down this mistletoe.
I'm gonna make corned beef and cabbage like my mom made corned beef and cabbage like her mom made corned beef and cabbage. This corned beef has seen some things.
The Emerald Isle, so beautiful, so charming, so... Ow!
Take that, you pointy-headed faker.
Who's there? Who's kicked me? Oh, it's a leprechaun. How cute.
Call me cute, will ya?
Ow, you kicked me again! Okay, I think I know what this is about. You're mad because a Catholic church fuck over your entire country for a century. Is that all right?
You got that right, you pasta-eating scumbag. And why are you talking like that? Aren't you from Argentina?
Oh, yes, but as soon as you put on the Pope hat, you start talking like you make it a pizza. Okay, here's what I'm gonna do. When we find a priest who likes to, eat at a children for a breakfast like a sugar cereal, capiche? We remove him from the parish, and we put him in another parish, until he's been in all the parishes. That way we spread it around. It's not so bad.
That's what you've been doing. You've traumatized the Irish people, and now we all have to be artists.
Okay, I got another idea. We take it a priest, and we put him in the Vatican. We say, no more a massa for you.
There's only one solution. Burn the Catholic Church to the ground.
Oh, you cannot do that. If you burn the church to the ground, there'll be no Vatican. The Vatican is so cool. It's a city and a country.
Burn it down! Burn it down! Burn it down! Burn it down!
Okay, I'm telling you something else really special about the Vatican. There's a trapdoor. You go down along a ladder, and there's a little room. We got a fort down there. Mini fridge, stack of comic books. John Apollo II, that guy was a crazy. He stole a couch from the Raffaello room, and he bring it down there.
I don't care about your fucking fort. You pushed me to the edge. I'm bringing out the big guns. Sinead!
It's been 7 hours.
Oh, no! Not the bold witch, Sinead O'Connor.
I'm a melting! I'm a melting!
Welcome back to the final edition. Once again, I am Gil Barron, and with me today is Ben Kirshner. Now, Ben, I understand you just took a trip to Ireland.
That's right, Gil. I had such an amazing time. I saw the whole country, really. I'd love to share my experiences with you all. Is that cool, Barry?
Yeah, whatever. I don't really listen to when you guys do bits.
Great.
All right, so are you going to tell the story chronologically, or do you want to skip right to the best part?
Well, the way I see it, anyone can tell a story, right?
I guess.
But I wanted to do something a little different.
All right. So what did you have in mind, Ben?
Well, I was thinking of that old expression, a picture is worth a thousand pictures.
That's not an expression. And wait, what?
That's right. I brought in a slideshow of my trip and I thought I'd run it here on the show.
You're going to show pictures?
Yeah, they really capture my experience better than words could.
On a podcast.
Yep. Barry, could you bring up the first slide?
Yeah, I don't care.
So you see what I mean here, right? I mean, this shot of the rolling hills just outside Dublin, I mean, not even Yates could describe that.
Are you kidding me?
No, this is an undoctored photo. It really was that beautiful.
No, that's not what I... You're really going to show us a slideshow now.
Oh, okay. Apparently some of us are too cool for a slideshow. We have busy, important Instagram things to do instead.
Well, Instagram is basically a slideshow, and that's not my problem here.
Oh, so it's just my photos are no good. Look, this picture is amazing. The depth of field alone. Barry, can you zoom in on this part here?
Yeah, sure.
Why are you going along with this, Barry?
I am still not really paying attention. But that is a nice picture.
Gil, this is a podcast. You know no one can see you do a double take, right?
Seriously?
Look, I can't do this with you right now. I'm just going to cycle through the next couple of slides.
Ooh. Ah. Whoa. Oh, wow.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. I mean, that last one, yeah, that was a once-in-a-lifetime shot. No one listening now will ever see anything like that ever again.
Well, I can honestly say I think that's the best segment you've ever done. Better yet, I finished my crossword puzzle. I guess Gil just didn't get it.
No, it's fine. I'm just looking to see if The Onion is hiring.
Oh, that reminds me. I saw this hilarious picture on The Onion this week. Here, check this out. Gil, we went over this. It's a podcast. They can't see you shaking your head. And now you're taking out a gun. It's the radio, Gil. Unless you say you have a gun, no one knows. And you don't need a real one. Oh, and now he's pointing it at me. What a method actor. What about this being audio only do you not get? God, you don't have to cock the gun. Just tell Barry to play a gun-cocking sound effect.
Ben?
No, I won't let him ruin my slideshow segment with his pointless pantomime. Just cut the recording.
I did like that second slide, though. All that color is really going to make this episode pop.
It's a little bar where everyone knows your name. Stroll on down to O'Flanagan's for the $4 beers and the free hot dogs we've been serving up since 1972. The same old friends, the same old bar stools. At least until next Thursday when it goes out of business and becomes
Chi-Chi's and Nougas, featuring Dance Dance Revolution and $19 hot wings. 15 large screen TVs with volumes at full blast. It's fun dial up to 11 till our parent company goes bankrupt and we become
Seaport Tavern. We charge $7 for a Coke, and we get nervous if you try to go to the back room. After the cops shut us down, we become
Paradise Vegan Namaste, the first combination yoga studio and salad bar. We stay in business for almost a year in defiance of the health code. And then we're
Persian Palace. We last 3 weeks, and then we're
empty for 19 months. And then
a Bentley dealership somehow? We've got room for one car. This was a terrible idea. And then we're a
charter school. But after 6 weeks, one of the kids wanders into the old Seaport Tavern's back room, and the cops shut us down. And the school becomes
a place where people smoke meth, and then
a little store that sells sandwiches and iced tea. It's finally a place you can use until we're at
Chase Manhattan Bank, which you don't even use. But too bad, we bought the neighborhood. So come on down to Chase Manhattan, where everyone knows your name and everything else about you.
Celtic Winds is proud to present this St. Patrick's Day, Enya. Singing the classic songs of Ireland, don't you know? Hear her transform songs like Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
And It's a Long Way to Tipperary. As well as old favorites like Old Mare's Arse. Forgive me, Father, I had a wee bit too much to drink the other night. Fiddlesticks! Away with you! Where's your sack of potatoes?
Where's your sack of potatoes?
And old foggy bum. Get your tickets today, or ye be damned.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Dominique DeBell, Keith Saltajanes, Jessica Park, Ben Kirshner, Gail Barron, and Ebby Parker. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus John Gutierrez, Mike Besaw, Chase O'Donnell, Savannah Brown, Bridget Fitzgerald, Adam Taylor, Samantha Gerwitz, Nick Gilgore, and Courtney Page Barnett. Lots of music from Kevin MacLeod, as well as John McCormick, an Irish tenor from the early 20th century. The comedy, as opposed to the music, was all produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with help at the UBN Go Studios from the mighty Kurt Carlson. I will be spending St. Patrick's Day following the traditions of my ancestors, who were all Eastern European Jews. So, probably just be working. Good night! I